This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Cindy Lou Longoria. Date of birth, December the 18th, 1968. Case ID number 3548743. Date of exam, July the 5th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Lung, dated 3/3/2022, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old single female with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hip and back problems, comma, history of motor vehicle accident, comma, right-sided ileostomy with ostomy bag, comma, and depression / anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 2014. The claimant used to work as a restaurant cook for approximately 20 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She presently lives in a mobile home with her aunt and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, left hip and back problem secondary to a fracture. Number two, motor vehicle accident, dated 9/26/21. Number three, ileostomy with a ostomy bag on the right side of her abdomen. And number four, depression / anxiety. Allegations number one, hip and back problems. The claimant states that on September 26, 2021, she was hit by a car when on a bicycle and states that she now has left-sided hip and back pain. She states the character of the pain is a dull, aching pain located on her left lower back and hip area, which radiates down her leg. The claimant had two surgeries performed on her left hip, consisting of a open reduction internal fixation of the femur and in the left pelvis hip area. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over. The claimant does have a walker and a wheelchair that she uses when she's walking to different places for support, and her physician is Dr. Lung. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and walking around the mobile home for short periods of time. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Lung. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on no pain meds. She was diagnosed with a left hip and pelvis fracture along with a left femur fracture consisting of an open reduction internal fixation of the left hip secondary to a motor vehicle accident. Allegation number two, motor vehicle accident, dated 9/26/21. The claimant states that she was on a bicycle and she was hit from behind from a vehicle, which resulted in a left hip and femur fracture, as well as a pelvis fracture. and a rupture of her small bowel, which necessitated a small bowel resection and ostomy bag. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, climb 5 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet at this time. She has 2 assistive devices. One is a walker, and the other one is a wheelchair that she uses at home. She's on no medication for pain, and she does no other physical activity except light housework, going to the grocery store, occasional cooking, and sometimes helping with the laundry. She also walks a little bit to get some exercise. Allegation number 3, ostomy bag. The claimant states that because of the accident, that in October the 22nd, 2021, she had a status post ileostomy, small bowel resection performed, secondary to a rupture in her abdomen. The claimant suffered from septic shock, and a resection was performed. Her abdomen was distended and tender, and she continued to have left hip pain. She states the left hip pain can last for approximately 40 minutes, and it's a pain she feels every day. The associated symptoms with her abdomen include diarrhea, comma, weakness, comma, a weight loss of 70 pounds in the last year, comma, food intolerance to meat and corn, comma, and severe decreased appetite. She was diagnosed with small bowel resection with a double barrel ileostomy and an ostomy bag placed in the right lower quadrant. The claimant also suffers from anorexia. Allegation number 4, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that since the accident on September the 26th, 2021, she has suffered from insomnia, comma, depression / anxiety, comma, anorexia, comma, crying spells, comma, occasional suicidal ideation, comma, and decreased energy. She states her concentration and motivation to work is fair, and she denies any suicidal attempts. The claimant is presently on no medications except for mirtazapine 15 milligrams QD and hydroxyzine pamimelate 25 milligrams BID. Her condition at this time is stable. However, the claimant has lost a great deal of weight, and her BMI at this time is 16, which is severely underweight. Family history. The father died at 45 from abdominal cancer. The mother died at the age of 70 from heart disease and diabetes. Medications. Mirtazapine, 15 milligrams QD. Hydroxyzine, pamimelate, 25 milligrams BID. Medical problems. Ileostomy, comma, small bowel resection with double barrel ileostomy performed. Open reduction internal fixation of the left hip and pelvis area. And also a open reduction internal fixation and repair of the left femur. The claimant also had a status post left hip drainage on 12 /2021. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states that she smoked 2 packs per day for 40 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 18 beers per day for 40 years. She states that she is no longer drinking at this time. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases, but she has had hepatitis C, which has not been treated at this time. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit. Weight, 94 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 4 and a half inches. BP, 98/78 mmHg. Heart rate, 98 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 16, which is severely underweight. General, this is a 54-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and appears to be in mild distress and very cachectic. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant appears to have mild to moderate cataract formation of her eye lenses. She also has poor dentition noted. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does not have glasses, secondary to lack of funds. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, mildly tender, and non-distended on palpation. The claimant has a right ostotomy bag secondary to a small bowel resection and double barrel ileostomy, which appears to be intact. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. There are other surgical scars noted, which vertically and somewhat horizontally comes from the claimant's left flank area down to her pelvic area, and also another surgical scar, which is a left leg femur 19 centimeter vertical surgical scar on the lateral area of her femur where her leg was repaired. Both surgical scars appear to be well intact. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was intact. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. She did present with a walker for stability, and the claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device, and she did not attempt to walk around the exam room without the device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was somewhat abnormal, especially for the left side, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the left lower extremity and in the hip area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, as well as the right lower extremity. The claimant had difficulty with ranges of motion of the left hip area as well as the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left side. In the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 10 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially of the left lower extremity. There is decreased range of motion and strength of the left knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes with her left side, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with her walker. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a walker or a wheelchair to help her in ambulation. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves, tooth, or jaw were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3 over 5. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the left lower extremity, otherwise normal for all other extremities. There is severe evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the grip strength, which was plus 5 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the left hip and pelvis, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the left lower extremity, as well as this difficulty with her ileostomy. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and severe fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field, but does have limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have severe restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to anorexia, depression/anxiety, ostomy bag of the right lower abdominal quadrant, severe weight loss, and left hip and leg pain. Probable diagnoses, number one, left hip, pelvis, and leg fractures, has been treated with open reduction internal fixation of the hip, pelvis, and leg with fair results. Number two, history of motor vehicle accident, dated 9/26/21. Confirm with physical examination and medical records. Number three, abdominal ostomy bag of the right lower quadrant, secondary to an ileostomy, which was performed second from a small bowel resection. Appears to be functioning well at this time. However, the claimant continues to lose weight and has difficulty in eating. Number four, depression/anxiety. Being treated at this time. Appears to be fairly stable. However, the claimant is still suffering from mild depression. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Cindy Lou Longoria.